I stayed stuck in some areas of my life for so long because of what I was used to, what I was familiar with, and what I had been told, what was spoken over me. It helped me captive. You try to be strong. But until you, are y'all hearing me? Yes. But until you individually make a quality decision, that I'm going in the presence of God, in His Word, in prayer, whatever I need to do. Until I believe, until that word talk to me more than that circumstance. Until that word talk to me and encourage me and enlighten me and bring revelation to me more than the circumstance. Then I'm going to be helped by that circumstance. And I walk through life. I can't. You know, so-and-so can, but I can't. You know, I know they're high and they got good jobs. I just can't do it. I never own nothing like that. That's too big. You know what? You'll never own anything like that. Shouting, rejoicing has its place. Do y'all hear me? We ought to shout. We ought to rejoice. We ought to give thanks. Matter of fact, when I get to it, I'll talk about Thanksgiving. I won't get to it today. But until you, me, us, make a decision that I'm going to spend enough time with God, His Word, to let Word talk to me. Until all fear, doubt, unbelief is gone. Then that thing will rule you. Until I spend enough time, are y'all with me? Yielding myself, this is why. The religious world, because Satan have influence over the religious world. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? This is why the religious world have fought, and it's so hard for many saints to yield where they are praying the Holy Ghost. Because you will never be able to get into the depths of the things of God trying to do it through intellectual knowledge. Our reasoning. It's only through the Spirit of God, and faith will help you, lead you as you yield to the Spirit to get you to that place where you know that you know that you know that you know that you know. So I want to back up. Show you how it works. Jesus said, have faith in God, right? And Jesus said, whosoever shall say, Whosoever shall say, right? Now let's leave that right there on the table. So I want to come back to that. And let's talk about what faith is with revelation knowledge. Now I can quote the verse. Like I told you, I used to rattle them off. I used to teach class at different places. I could rattle them off. But what is faith? What is it? Go to Hebrews 11:1. Let's look at it again. That's the best definition I know about faith. Hebrews 11:1. How we doing with time? I don't have my watch on me. How we doing? I'm doing pretty good. Hebrew, do you have it? Hebrews 11:1. Now the King James says, now faith is substance. I know we've been through this, but this is how we get it. This is how we get it. And I'll tell you, I'm telling you right now, I'm working on something. You don't see it yet, but I'm working on something. Being led. Now notice what it said. Now faith is, what is faith? Substance. Do you understand what substance is? Something that's what? Tangible. Materiality. This chair is substance. See it, touch it. I got 5 physical senses that I can contact this world, this natural world. When a person loses their sight, they can't see it. They lose their smell, they can't smell it. You take away the feeling, they can't feel it. You take away their, they can't hear it. But because I have 5 physical senses, I can contact this world. I contact this chair. I can walk out that door. I can drive my car. I can do it. What, how do I do that? Because I have 5 senses that tells me how to operate in this sense world. I can walk over here and sit down, or I can pick the chair and move it. How did I do that? I have contact. Faith, do y'all understand what I'm saying now? Faith is what you have to operate in that realm, your senses don't see. It's just a real morsel. But because you live in the natural, it's unreal to you because the natural will never contact that realm. Are you hearing me? So you'll go through life trying to believe God with your natural thinking. And I just read the scripture that said, in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, you can't contact God. You can't please Him. Look what Ephesians 2:6 said. For by grace, it was God's grace. You didn't have any ability to do it. But it was by grace, for by grace are you saved through. That's not of yourself, but it's a gift of God. See, when you got saved, God gave you the gift of faith. It became yours. Why? So you could contact that realm which you were born again into. He didn't bring you over into the realm of the spirit and left you void and empty. He brought you over into that realm where everything exists. Nothing missing. Nothing broken, nothing out of place, nothing out of order, nothing unknown, nothing impossible. All things are possible.